Virgin.
Wait. Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages,
please welcome
Virgin Mornings.
Love the mornings.
With Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
Very fun, isn't it?
Okay, let's go.
-4. That's what it feels like.
Good.
Chilly morning because, hey, it's the first official day of winter. Despite it kind of feeling like it on and off for the last, like, week or so. I don't know. There's been days in there where it's felt kind of spring-like, Jax.
Good. My 65-year-old co-host is back talking about how crazy the weather has been lately.
Listen, when you get a job in radio, the number one lesson they teach you is always talk about the weather, no matter how boring it is.
Simply not true.
And I intend to make my radio teachers very proud of me. Let's go around the room. Jax, what's up?
Well, I'd like to officially welcome you to the first day of winter, a.k.a. the shortest day of sunlight of the year, which is sad and depressing. But here's the good thing. Every day from here on out, it's going to get lighter, longer.
That's true.
So I would say spring is just around the river, Ben.
Yep. Trying to positive our way through this, isn't she?
That's right, baby. That's right.
Today's a really, really awesome day because at 8 a.m. we have a brand new Ghosted. Yes, Woo! Just because Adam Wilde has abandoned us and gone on vacation doesn't mean we're not going to do Ghosted. Also, something to tell you, if you want to win $5,000 and also give $5,000 to the charity of your choice, you got to enter for Virgin Radio's 10K Christmas cause. On our website, 999virginradio.ca, let us know a cause that means a lot to you, why you think it deserves the money, and you could be winning some money for yourself as well. All the details, again, on our website. Zed Sheeran and Shivers. It's Virgin Radio. Good morning.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Honestly, this was a matter of time, but people are selling rapid tests in Toronto on TikTok and Craigslist.
Mm-hmm.
They say that they're one of the hottest gifts of the holiday season, and people in Ontario are selling them for hundreds of dollars. So there's a couple postings I'm going to tell you about, Jax. Somebody saw one user on Craigslist advertise a brand new sealed box 25 Abbott COVID-19 rapid test for $250.
The Abbotts are good.
Yeah, that's in East York. Another one offered unopened sealed box of 7 COVID-19 lateral flow tests for $140 in North Toronto.
What?
And one user on TikTok posted the video on December 17th advertising individual rapid tests for $200 each.
Come on.
Or a 5-pack box for $2,000.
Like, I want to say, that's absurd, that's ridiculous, but on Saturday, I wanted to get a rapid test, and like we all know, they're impossible to get at liquor stores and places right now. I drove in a snowstorm to my best friend's house in Hamilton, because she has a bunch.
Really?
And I went to her house, because if you want to see somebody, especially, like, you know, somebody who is older in your family, I want to make sure that I'm safe. But these rapid tests, man, they are hard to get.
Hard to find.
Yeah.
And we're lucky because we live in the city center.
Yes,
right?
Exactly.
Like, imagine how people outside the Golden Horseshoe feel.
Yeah. How about we just take care of each other and not gouge each other, huh?
That'd be nice. Just a reminder, from January to the middle from December to the middle of January, the Ontario government says they will give away up to 2 million free rapid tests at pop-up sites at locations like malls, retail settings, holiday markets, public libraries, transit hubs, and select LCBOs. But even the LCBOs, I heard this weekend, were a nightmare, and they would be gone in like 25 minutes.
Hopefully, it'll even out this week.
Let's hope. It's better than the alternative, buying them for $2,000
on
Craigslist.
Don't do it.
Also, who's on Craigslist?
Craigslist is actually, it's bumping, man.
Oh, go to Kijiji. For whatever reason. It's Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
What's something that wasn't as bad as everybody said it was? You heard it, like, countless times that something was so, so bad, and then you finally experienced it, and you're like, that wasn't bad at all. You can text us 999999 or call us 416-872-9999. Jax, I have a weird one.
Okay.
So, Dexter's back on TV. Dexter New Blood. It's on Crave.
So good.
Praise be. I wanted to watch it. So, in order to do so, I had to go watch the entirety of Dexter, which I had never done in my life.
Okay.
So, my girlfriend and I started top to bottom, finished Dexter. And if you're a fan of Dexter, you have probably texted into this radio show, or you've told anybody who will listen, that the finale of Dexter, the original, was the 8th season, is horrible.
It is.
It's like one of the worst endings in TV history.
Yes.
It's a big part of the reason that they brought the show back.
Yes.
I don't know if I just looked at it through a different lens, but like, I watched it the other day. It's not that bad. It was kind of fine.
All of the actors didn't even like the ending.
Yeah, but that was after everyone was like, this is trash. And then they're like, yeah.
See, I feel like because I watched it as it was all coming out, like I remember when they were teasing that the finale, the series finale was coming out. And I was so excited. And my girlfriend and I at the time, it was like 2012, watched it. And we were just so upset. Like, I remember waiting for it to come out. And maybe that's why you're not disappointed is because, like, you watched it all and you people have said, like, it's going to be bad. So you were expecting it to be awful, awful. But at the time when it was happening, it was devastating.
I think also to your point, knowing that I still have a few more episodes after that probably helps.
Yeah. It's awful, TJ. And I'm not going to give away any spoilers, but they took some weird turns.
They did take some weird turns.
They took some weird, unnecessary turns.
They did. So we're taking yours at 999999. You can call us to 416-872-9999. We already had this first one come in from the 905, the COVID test.
Oh, yeah.
First one I got was in the fat burn zone on my Fitbit, but after getting a bunch for work, they really aren't that bad.
It depends on who you get. It depends on, it depends on who you get. Some of them go a little deep.
Some of them do. You can text us 999 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Everyone told you how bad it was, and then you experienced it, and it wasn't that bad. I finally watched all of Dexter, and anybody who's a fan of Dexter would go out of their way to tell you how bad
the
show
ended. It's awful.
And in fact, it's a big part of the reason why the new version of Dexter is out now, because they wanted to right the wrong. I watched it. I actually didn't think it was that bad. It's probably just because I'm watching it today, and I didn't think the show was actually over.
Yeah. That's the thing. Is like I watched it as it was happening, so you thought something else was coming, and then I won't give anybody spoilers, but there was some weird, unnecessary sibling twists.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Some sibling twists going on in there.
Yeah, there was. Taking your text to 999999.
Yeah, there's a couple people that agree with you, actually, Teach. Text in the 705. I did the same binge text the last couple months, and I was actually kind of a fan of the ending
also.
Yeah,
I didn't hate it.
Like, were you... Okay, but not hating it isn't liking it.
No, but a lot of shows do end really badly, right?
That is true.
So, I didn't hate it.
It's not as bad as it could have been. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Text in the 905. I was expecting to hate the ending of Supernatural, and it actually wasn't that bad at all. I don't know what people are talking about. I haven't watched Supernatural, but I know people love it. And a text in the 416 here. I was told I was going to hate Gilmore Girls, like shouldn't watch it, and I ended up loving it.
I've heard Gilmore Girls is like incredibly bingeable.
Spectacular. Yeah. And they brought it back, did they not?
I think they did. Yeah. I know they did, and I'm pretty sure it was said that it was also pretty good.
A text here, though, that's kind of opposite from the 416. I was anticipating to love the ending of Breaking Bad, but I have to say, and you're not going to like this, it was awful.
Okay, we're going to block that number.
Yeah. Okay, block.
You are never allowed to text into this radio station again, because that is the most perfect ending.
Don't get in touch.
Series of all time.
Don't get in touch with us.
No, we're done with you.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Love this. So Toronto Police Services tweeted out yesterday because I guess they pulled over a driver who was doing 82 in a 50 zone.
Oh dear.
And they gave a really bad reason as to why they were speeding. Apparently the driver said, I wasn't speeding, the car was. Mm-hmm. It was hilarious enough. Police tweeted about it. It said, anything you do as a driver behind the wheel is your responsibility. So just a reminder, don't blame the machines for your problems.
They can't control this robot.
No. Mm-hmm. Ellen Pompeo is actively pleading for someone, anyone, to end Grey's Anatomy. She, of course, plays Dr. Meredith Grey. The show's in its 18th season, and nearly everyone from the original cast is gone, except for basically her.
Yeah, it's absurd.
And she said, quote, I've been trying to focus on convincing everyone that it should end. I feel like I'm the super naive one who keeps saying, but what's the story going to be?
Yeah.
What story are we going to tell? And everyone's like, who cares, Ellen? It makes a gazillion dollars.
Yeah, it's just so much. My best friend just had a baby, and she, you know, is at home just literally being, just feeding this kid all the time. So she started watching Grey's Anatomy from the start. And she made it to, I think, season 9. And she's like, it's just too much. Like, they've run out of plot twists. They really have. They've run out of ways to kill off their characters.
By the way, if you want to know how much money Ellen Pompeo is trying to walk away from, after a contract renegotiation in 2017, she's earning about $550,000 per episode. and she reportedly makes $6 million a year from her share of syndication.
Oh, my God.
So that's $550,000 for every new episode, and then every other episode that just airs on TV, she makes another $6 million a
year. She just needs it to end.
She's like, just done being a doctor. Oh. Hey, if you're feeling lonely, science says go for a solitary walk in the woods. They said feelings of loneliness can be massively alleviated by getting in contact with nature, which makes a lot of sense. They say it's especially true for those who live in a dense urban environment, such as Toronto. This is according to research published in the Journal of Scientific Reports, which is my personal favorite journal. What they found is that feelings of being overcrowded are correlated with an increase in loneliness, while seeing natural elements, including trees, the sky, or birds, decreases it. So, go hang out in the woods, like Jack used to in high school.
Well, I was doing something different in the woods.
What were you doing in the woods in high school?
Nothing good. Nothing good.
That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Because Jax is the human embodiment of good news, she's got some good news.
Well, that is a way to start this up. So this is fantastic news. The first openly queer person has gone to space.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's incredible. So Cameron Bess, entrepreneur and streamer, he's gone up on Jeff Bezos's Blue Origin, a.k.a. the Bezos Mobile. He spent 11 minutes in space with zero gravity. Now, Cameron brought up the pansexual pride flag with him to bring awareness to the LGBTQ plus community and also celebrate. And this may seem small. You know, he did essentially buy his way on this. This may seem small, but keep in mind that you couldn't be openly queer in the military until recently. I mean, you couldn't be queer in the church or school systems. You couldn't be queer and get married. You couldn't be queer and go to some restaurants or establishments safely. So, I don't know. Now we're going to space, baby.
It's almost as if representation matters, James.
It's almost as if normalization of all kinds of lifestyles is very essential. So, congratulations to Cameron. And I don't know, TJ, you better watch out. If the gays are going to space, I'm going up too.
Is this part of the gay agenda, that they're going to space?
That is right. The queer agenda is us going to space and starting a new planet. Yeah.
Oh, thanks,
so Jake. Love that news.
Wonderful news. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Counting down from 3 to 1. Elite Christmas treats. You can text yours in to 999-999. We'd love to hear your top 3 Christmas treats of all time. And Jax, let's start with you.
Forget Franklin. Christmas turtles are my favorite.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, these turtles are absolutely delicious. And I remember even as like a kid, I feel like one of my earliest memories was having no teeth and just eating turtles. Like, yeah, that's not a good vision to have this morning. But they're so delicious. They're crisp. They're crunchy. They're caramelly. Everything is inside of that little turtle for me.
I can agree with you. You know what else is nice about a Christmas turtle?
What's
it's
that?
A good stress reliever. Like, you know, when the family's around, there's a lot of noises going on and you can't run into the bathroom and scream into the towels. You just eat a couple turtles and the world makes a bit more sense, don't you think?
Yeah, that too, TJ.
Number 3 for me, Pillsbury sugar cookies. You know the ones, they're like round and they always have like a Christmas tree or Santa on them?
Oh yeah, they're so soft.
They're
like
so good. Yeah. But they have to be burnt on the bottom, like burnt black. Like my mom makes them because she's not the best baker on earth. But the charcoal makes me feel nostalgic, so if I have ones that are cooked perfectly, they're just not as good.
Okay.
That's number 3 for me. Why is my list so much darker than this?
It just keeps getting darker. Hershey's Christmas Kisses. And these kisses have kind of evolved over the past couple years.
Yes.
Because you used to have the green and the red, but now you have like little cookies and cream ones. And then sometimes the kisses have caramel inside of them, and sometimes they have fudge. And I could just sit down with a bag and call it a day.
You have done that.
You know what? I've done it in here multiple times.
Last year, I think we were given a pretty decent sized bag of them, and I don't believe they made it till the 8 o'clock hour.
Listen, my body isn't soft for no reason, okay?
Number 2 for me is shortbread, and it has to be made by my Nana.
Okay.
If it's not, it's definitely not as good. And I might have had your shortbread and I said, oh my God, this is so good. Just know I was lying to you. No shortbread is ever as good as my grandmother's shortbread. It is, in my family, it's currency. Like, it's legitimately traded for goods and services.
Everything comes back to the family and it becomes a war with you.
Well, that's what family is. Family is war.
Now, this may be a cop-out, but I'm going to take it as the whole. A gingerbread house. Any form, doesn't matter. I just want a gingerbread house. And I want extra icing on top. I want some chocolate chips.
No.
I don't want any hard candies. I only want jujubes. Okay? Gingerbread house. And actually, that reminds me, I need to go home and make one for myself.
Gingerbread is just, it's such a fake. It's not good. It's a gingerbread house is trash. You, it's like eating cement.
You're the one who likes your mother's burnt cookies.
Fair.
Yeah.
All right, number one for me is a cow pie. It goes by many names, but that's how I know it as. Do you know what these are?
Nope.
They're like they're like little chocolate things, and they're melted. So it's melted chocolate with like oats inside of it.
Haystacks.
Is that what they're called?
It's called a haystack.
I call them cow pies. No, I much okay. prefer the name Haystack, though, yeah. Because it sounds way more delightful.
Haystack's a lot. And judging from your other two choices on here, your family didn't have the best time at Christmas, so I'm going to go with Haystack, okay?
All right, so they were Haystacks. And yeah. If the room that you were in was too humid, they would melt and they would like fall through your little slimy fingers, especially when you were a kid.
I don't know why your fingers are slimy, but well, okay.
I was a kid. Kids' fingers are always sticky. That's a scientific fact.
What are your top treats? Text us.
999-999. We need to hear the rankings. Your top three elite Christmas treats. You can also call us 416-872-9999.
Also, is it haystacks or cow pies? You tell us. Because I feel like there's other names for it, too.
Probably another name for sure. Okay. It's Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
And today, we're counting down the best, most elite Christmas treats. My top three were Pillsbury sugar cookies, shortbread, and the number one, I call it a cow pie. Some people call it a mud pie. Some people call it a haystack.
Seems like everybody calls it a haystack on our text line.
Maybe it's a cow pie, though. Maybe that's what it's called. Okay. Jax, your top three?
Turtles. Christmas kisses. Hershey's, and then also gingerbread house.
No, and also Christmas kisses.
Christmas kisses from strangers. No, turtles, Christmas kisses, and then just a gingerbread house is all I need. No.
I feel like you couldn't figure out what number one was, so you went with what was the most Christmassy thing you can think of.
No, I want everything, okay? I just want it all.
999-999 to text. What are your top three Christmas treats, Jax?
Man, people are passionate about this. Text on the 289 from Hamilton. Number three, Lindor's Festive Swiss Chalet Special. Number two, that's very specific. Number two, Ferrero Rocher. And then also number one, homemade Belgium cookies out of the freezer.
Okay.
There you go. Text TJ here. Definitely a chocolate haystack. Literally, my wife made them yesterday. Yes. So good. Now, this is something that my mom makes all the time, too. Somebody texts us from Kingston saying Christmas crack all the way. Layered treat. You got saltines on the bottom, melted sugar, brown sugar, and then butter and chocolate. So good. Have you ever had Christmas crack?
Is that what that's called?
Dude, it's so, right? It's so good.
It's so aptly named.
And you have to be over 45 to make it, because the older you are, the better it is, honestly. Text from the 905 here. And this is a contentious thing every year. Terry's chocolate orange.
I love a Terry's chocolate orange.
I don't want anything to do with a chocolate orange. No, who made that? Terry did, but like, why? Number two for them was my aunt's iced gingerbread cookies. And also number one was my grandma's chocolate truffles. Okay, this person just has a good family.
I'm willing to be wrong about gingerbread, but gingerbread is done so poorly so often. Because if it's too hard, it's not good. You want a nice, like, softer gingerbread. And the most time, that's why I have a hard time with a gingerbread house, because it gets too firm, because that's how you build a good foundation.
What a hard time, eh? What a hard life you live. Text for the 416 here. Pillsbury cookies from my freezer. And then number two, TJ, I think that you're going to like this one. Nanaimo bars. I forgot about Nanaimo bars. Nanaimo bars from M&M's Meat Shops, baby.
Yeah!
That's, you know what? Listen, one day when I strike it rich, I'm only going to shop at M&M's, okay?
Lay me down.
Number one, shortbread cookies. It seems like everybody here just loves shortbread cookies. And
something about shortbread at the holidays, I think it's just a vibe.
And somebody, final one here from the 289, baklava. Hell yeah. Number two, molasses cookies. And number one, which I forgot about these, and especially when they came in like the little houses, they said life saviors, but I think that they meant lifesaver. Remember those little houses that they used to put all the different lifesavers in? They used to come in you could get them in your stocking, and they were like a little mini house. They looked like a book, but they were a house, and then there was a bunch of lifesavers in it.
I'm going to take your word for this, because I've never seen this before in my life.
Only available at Shoppers in Nova Scotia. No, I'm almost positive they were a thing, or I'm just making this up.
Both could be true.
Okay.
All right. We're taking yours still. 999-999. You can call us 416-872-9999. Elite Christmas treats. We're ranking the top three. What's yours?
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
We're ranking the top three Christmas treats. And Jax, what was the one you said? The lifesavers?
The lifesaver house book house. It came in my stocking every year. And it was like a little Christmas house, but in the shape of a book.
I thought you were nuts, but we have texted me from the 613. Yes, there were lifesaver books. They had really fun flavors, too.
Yeah.
from the 289. I still get Lifesaver houses in my stocking every year, and I'm almost 30.
Yeah.
Saw them at Shoppers already this year. Someone from Coburg says, yes, the Lifesavers, you have unlocked a core memory.
Right, I forgot about them. And now finding out that they're still available, well, I know where I'll be after work.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
The TTC is planning to freeze fares and restore service to pre-pandemic levels next year. That's a fun plan. Right now, ridership is believed to be around half of pre-pandemic levels, maybe even a little bit less than that. The TTC's budget is based on ridership improving gradually throughout the year and eventually reaching 81% of pre-pandemic levels in late 2022. So they're feeling really optimistic. Even if you do ride the bus, though, however, it's going to be freezing cold because the windows are going to be
tight. Yeah, they announced yesterday that they're going to be opening all windows on buses and streetcars, and people were already complaining yesterday because it's freezing on
them. I mean, it kind of makes sense, but this, and then it's one of those simple ideas where you think, why wasn't this done like 2 years ago?
No.
Hey, did you see this? Some McDonald's in China now have exercise bikes, so you can sit down at a table, but your legs are pedaling.
Incredible.
Pedaling?
Incredible.
It was a viral TikTok. It shows that got over 24 million views and 2 million likes, but it's TikTok, so it's not real anyway. Anyway, the customers... well, it's not. The customers in an unknown McDonald's diner in China are downing their burgers as they exercise on a branded sports bike. One woman could be seen eating a burger as she exercised on the bike.
How do you
feel about exercising while you eat,
Jax? If I'm in McDonald's, I want to be in McDonald's. You know what I mean? I want to feel like I'm in McDonald's. I don't want anything to do with that.
I want to sit in the bench in the play place. It's just me. All right. Happy first day of winter. The winter solstice, which marks the beginning of the astronomical winter in the northern hemisphere, is today. All you got to know is today is going to be the darkest day of the year.
Yeah, it's the first day of winter, and we're not going to have a lot of sunlight. But the good thing is that it's going to be sunnier for longer. Now, we'll have more hours of daylight is what I'm trying to say.
Starting tomorrow.
It's starting tomorrow, but also spring is coming. Spring is coming soon, and that's what's trending. I'm Jax.
I hate when you do that. I hate when that narrative starts on December 21st.
It's coming.
Sure.
Before you know it.
And you know what's coming after that? The fall. Fall's coming too. It's Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back? What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am.
Let's welcome Patrick to Ghosted.
Yay!
You gotta stop being so excited. Hey, Patrick.
Hey there. How are you guys?
We're doing great. Maybe a little bit better than you at the moment. So what's going on? What happened between you and Simona?
I'd love to know, I guess. We had one date and... you know, pretty solid date, nothing amazing, but like better than average, you know, typical thing. Went to go see a movie, House of Gucci, steak, but whatever. We went across the street to Milestones for some dinner. And, the conversation was good. She was a little quiet, but, I left wanting to see her again. So... yeah. I tried, and I called her twice and left a text, and I got nothing back. So I'm just really more curious than anything to find out, you know, why she refused to talk to me again.
So, I mean, I get the quiet things sometimes on first dates. They're weird, you know, they're nerve-wracking. But you said that you called twice?
Yeah, you know, I separated the calls, but...
they weren't back-to-back.
Two calls in total and dropped the text, and that was it.
Which, okay. No, I mean, that's fine. Just calling is a bold
Calling's
move.
Bold.
I respect that.
Do you think anything could have gone weird just besides just the quietness of it?
No. Okay. I can't see why she would not want to talk again, honestly.
Okay. All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to play a song, and then when we come back, we're going to have you quietly listening while we call Simona and find out why you, Patrick, were ghosted, okay?
All right, cool.
Cool. All right.
Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back? What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am.
So Patrick was ghosted by Simona, and it was one of those weird dates where everything seemed to be going okay. Maybe there was a little bit of first date awkwardness, but nothing really stood out bad, right, Patrick?
That's right.
But now she won't talk to you.
Yep, ghosted.
So something went awry. Okay.
So, Patrick, our plan here is to call Simona right now with you listening quietly in the background. But before we do that, we want to give you your last chance to bail out because sometimes these can get a little harsh. You might learn something about yourself you didn't know. Maybe you have a weird smell. We might learn that today.
You seem sweet. It's probably something bizarre or a miscommunication.
I'm told I smell pretty good, so I'm ready.
Okay. All right. Based on scent alone, I think we can go forward with this.
All right. Yep.
Let's call Simona right now.
Hello.
Hi, is this Simona?
Yes.
Hey, it's TJ and Jax calling from Virgin Mornings. How you doing?
Hi.
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
We're doing fantastic. I bet you weren't expecting a call from us this morning.
No. What's going on?
We have a quick question, and we won't keep you too long. We just want to know why you are the way that you are.
No.
Why did you presumably have a wonderful time with a gentleman named of Patrick and then ghost him?
Okay, well, it's like the universe is playing just one big trick on me.
Okay, you have to elaborate on that.
Is Mars in retrograde again, or?
I mean, I thought I was reading into it too much, but it just became ultimately clear everything about Patrick is just like my ex. Carbon copy, he's Alex. I basically went on a date with Alex. He's just Alex.
Do they look a lot alike, or like what was it?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't even know where to start. I don't even know. Like, the haircut, the same. They have the same movie choices. It was something that Alex would choose. He loves Lady Gaga. The restaurant we went to, Alex took me to the same exact restaurant in Burlington.
Milestones, rare.
Yeah, no, I mean, rare. He ordered his steak medium rare, and that's literally the same thing Alex would order. Not at Milestones, but he ordered the same thing before. Same temperature and everything. I don't know.
Everybody likes medium rare.
Simona, I'm sorry. These are pretty, reasonable coincidences. I have the same haircut as everybody else. I, too, like the Gaga. Am I Alex?
Maybe. I don't know. But he was playing Drake in the car, and Alex would always listen to Drake, and it became too uncanny, and I just can't go down that path again.
Drake is a local unknown artist, so that makes sense.
But honestly, it was bringing up a lot for you. Like, it was bringing up a lot of memories, nostalgia.
It was just like Alex. I was on a date with Alex, and I can't do that. No. I mean, I'm sure Patrick's nice, but, I just can't.
It sounds like you have a deeper issue here. Maybe you miss him a little bit.
I mean, no, I don't want to do that, but I also don't want to date somebody that just, is a carbon copy of him.
Sure.
Time.
Hey, Patrick, do you have anything to say about this?
Hey, Simona.
By the way, Simona, Patrick's been listening the whole time.
I ordered my steak medium rare. You think me and your ex are identical?
Yeah.
I mean, it just seems to me that you're clearly not over your ex at all. And you might want to look into that before going on another date with some other poor sap.
Okay. Oh my God, Patrick. Seriously, that is something Alex would say. Tell me what to do. I'm not taking it anymore.
That's okay.
All right. So here's what we're going to do.
You aren't meant to be.
If we offer to cover the date, is there any interest, Simona, in going on the second date with Patrick / Alex?
No. I mean, if
too similar.
It didn't have everything that quality as my Alex. Yeah.
I wouldn't want to bring back any PTSD.
All right, a little harsh, but
good luck to both of you, and don't keep in touch, but take care, both of you.
Yeah. Good luck.
We should call Alex.
Yeah. Where's Alex? What's Alex doing?
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This time of year, it's no secret that it's stressful, not just for you, but for places that you care about. Charities are always looking for financial help. And of course, we're always looking for financial help. So why not win yourself $5,000 and something that you truly care about, $5,000, with Virgin Radio's 10K Christmas cause. All you got to do is go to our website, 999virginradio.ca. Tell us about something that matters to you the most. A cause, a charity, whatever it may be. And on Friday, we do a draw. If your name gets pulled, you'll win $5,000, and the charity of your choice will win $5,000. Which, especially considering a lot of the causes that have actually been emailed in already, can be very small. $5,000 can go a really, really long way.
Absolutely.
And that's the thing, is like, we all want to say that we will give all of our money to charity, but it'd be nice to have some money for ourselves, wouldn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Especially around this time of year.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We were going over some of them yesterday, some great ones have been texting in, and or pardon me, emailed in, I should say. And some of them are great, like from this one here, Pink Pearl Canada. As a 3-time cancer survivor, I am so grateful for this incredible organization that supports young women impacted by cancer.
Yep.
They send women on retreats to connect each other in such an isolating time. I'm so grateful for the many cancer warriors I've met.
I want to also give a shout out to We Care. Growing up, the person who kind of nominated this, growing up with a disability physically in a small city, it was very difficult. Going to Easter Seals camp for my physical disability changed my life. I felt normal, empowered, and started to love myself. I wouldn't be where I am without that experience. I've done a lot of work with Easter Seals in Halifax and in Toronto, and they are incredible. And making the city not only, you know, more knowledgeable, but more accessible is so important.
Yes, I agree. They're fantastic. So listen, whatever it is that matters to you, you should go to our website, 999virginradio.ca, enter there, give yourself $5,000, and also $5,000 can go a long way to a great charity.
Absolutely.
It's Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
A Toronto driver gave a really, really bad excuse for speeding. You're not going to believe this. Toronto Police Services, their Twitter account tweeted this out yesterday. When the driver was stopped for going 82 kilometers in the 50 zone, which is no bueno, they said, "I wasn't speeding, the car was." You know, I have found in my travels, it is not wise to blame the machines for the problem that you created as a person. And the Toronto Police Services agree. They say anything you do as a driver behind the wheel is your responsibility. And then they said, like, drive safer because it's that crazy time of year. Alan Pompeo is actively pleading for somebody, anybody, to end Grey's Anatomy. It's now in its 18th season, and basically everybody from the original cast left years ago, of course, but Ellen's still there playing Dr. Meredith Grey. She said in the recent interview, "I've been trying to focus on convincing everybody that it should end. I feel like I'm the super naive one who keeps saying, but what's the story going to be? What story are we going to tell?" And everyone's like, "Who cares, Ellen? It makes a gazillion dollars," which is actually true. After a recent contract negotiation in 2017. I guess it's not that recent, but, you know, time's a flat circle right now anyway. Pompeo's earning about $550,000 per episode. And then on top of that, $6 million a year from her share of syndication. So quite a bit of money. I wouldn't step away from doing that. I would keep doing that. If Ghosted got us that, I would be doing Ghosted every day. Every day, once an hour, for 50 years. Depending there's enough people who are getting ghosted. Hey, if you're feeling lonely, you should go for a solitary walk in the woods. A new study says feelings of loneliness can be massively alleviated by getting in contact with nature, especially for those living in dense urban environments like ourselves. This is according to research published in the Journal of Scientific Reports, which is my personal favorite journal. They said what they found is the feelings of being overcrowded are correlated with an increase in loneliness, while seeing natural elements, including trees, the sky, or birds, decreases that. And that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Death, taxes, and Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You being the number one song around Christmas time. It happened yet again, Jax.
Do we have to do this?
I can't help it. It's
TJ,
so
don't
good.
Dance.
It's
no.
So good.
I just, every year this happens, and I get it. It's a classic. It was such a phenomenal song for its time, but there are so many other choices. There are so many other choices. Boney M., Justin Bieber.
Okay, you need to cool it on the Boney M.
Wham!
Train.
What about Wham? I just don't get it. And, like, she's not, by all accounts, a nice person, so I don't want to celebrate her. I don't want to celebrate her.
At the very least, she's difficult.
Yeah. She's high maintenance, they say.
So Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You is number one on the Billboard Hot 100 yet again.
Oh, my God.
She posted something on Instagram saying, "The kids woke me up with the great news. I'm so thankful to everyone, especially my Lambly." I don't know what
that's
that
means. That's her fan base. Yeah. That doesn't sound like you're a big fan anymore, hey?
Ah, yeah, I love the Mariah.
Can you imagine, though, being her kids being like, we have to wake mom up again and tell her the good news every single year. They're tired.
I'm her kids and I understand anything about how money works, I get really excited when September rolls around. Okay. I'm like, oh, mom's about to make some money and we're going to have some sweet Christmas gifts.
Like, can Adele, you know what? Here's my question. Here's my mission for the next year. Because the only person comparable that could pull this off, can Celine Dion not put out a Christmas song maybe for next year? Something to beat this song out.
Has Celine never put out a Christmas song?
I think she's done Christmas. You know what? I'm not entirely sure. I mean, again, we have Boney M, and that's enough for me, but I guess that's not enough for everybody. I don't know. What, you need more of a steel drum?
Oh, no,
Christmas.
She's definitely put out a Christmas album. Okay, but, I was going to say, that
we
sounds
we
right
need, But we need Celine a Christmas down. Banger from Celine Dion. Can we do that? Celine.
What if we had, like, somebody odd that could put out a Christmas album that we'd be here for? Like, I'm talking, like, what if Kygo did a Christmas album? No, and Vin Diesel was on it the whole
weird.
Time.
Okay.
Oh.
That's not going to be the solution to any of this.
Now we're cooking with gas.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Be honest. What's the weirdest thing you've ever bought on, like, Craigslist or Kijiji or Facebook Marketplace? Text us 999-999 or call us 416-872-9999. We're asking this because people are now selling rapid tests for COVID on Craigslist for an unbelievable profit margin.
Good, good.
I was reading, I guess on TikTok, these are going viral right now, but some people are showing rapid tests for $200
like,
each
what?
Or a 5-pack for $2,000 for sale on Craigslist Toronto.
That is completely unfair.
But the thing is, if someone's willing to sell it for that high, that means that someone's willing to buy it that high.
Yeah, but we should not. I mean,
we shouldn't.
We shouldn't be in this position to begin with, but that's a whole nother story. But that's like, that's wild. And a lot of people, this reminds me of March 2020, because I remember when people were selling toilet paper for a profit. I mean, I guess if there is a market for it, it makes sense.
But again, people were buying toilet paper on Craigslist too. And it got us thinking, we've all bought something weird online before through Facebook Marketplace, Kijiji, Craigslist, maybe just some weird ad you saw on a street corner and you took one of those tabs and you called the number and you got it.
Well, sometimes it just makes sense to find a cheaper price, TJ. And I have fell into the trap of Craigslist before. I won't.
What did you buy?
I haven't really told this story before, and I kind of forgot about it. But when I first moved here in like 2015, I was in a condo that had a shared rooftop and had a bunch of really nice barbecues.
Yeah.
And I saw this other neighbor person that had like a barbecue suitcase. You ever seen it? It looks like a little briefcase.
With all the
tools.
All the accoutrement in it?
Exactly. All the tools. And listen, it cost me a lot of money to move here, so I was pretty tight on cash. So I wanted to have a barbecue suitcase so I could fit in with the Toronto condo crowd.
Sure.
And I was looking online, and they're kind of expensive. So I was like, I bet I could get this online cheaper. So I looked on Craigslist, and sure enough, there was somebody selling them. And I guess they had gotten it for like a wedding present or something.
Yeah.
And they're like, I don't need this. So I took the subway and then the bus.
Jax. To buy a barbecue suitcase?
To buy my barbecue suitcase. I went like all the way like up Keel somewhere. And I only saved, like, now looking back on it, I only saved like maybe $30. Like maybe 20.
Jax.
So, like now, like the And I remember my girlfriend at the time was like, where have you been? And I came back with this really small, sketchy, like, and it kind of looked used. You know what I mean? And I was like,
it's been tested.
I was like, don't worry, honey. Look what I got us. Yeah. You know, it's an odd time when you first move to a new city.
Whoa. How many times did you use it?
Oh, listen, that was the summer of the Cheddar Smokies, so I used it every day.
Is that the summer when all you made was Cheddar Smokies on the barbecue?
I put on a good 25 pounds. that was the summer.
What's the weirdest thing you've bought online through Craigslist, Facebook Marketplace, whatever? Text us 999-999 or call us 416-872-9999. Or maybe you're the person that sold Jax a barbecue suitcase. Who knows?
Listen, thank you.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
People are selling COVID rapid tests in Toronto on Craigslist for like a stupid amount of money. Individual tests are going for $200.
Yeah, it's wild.
I think it was a 5 or a 7-pack was $2,000. Doesn't make it better if it's 5 or 7. And we can have the discussion about how gutless that is another time. But right now we're focusing on what's the weird thing you bought on Craigslist or Kijiji or Facebook Marketplace, because we've all gone down that dark rabbit hole.
Haven't we?
And we're taking your calls at 416-872-9999. Also, your text, 999-999, Jax.
Got a text from 905 here from Dan. I bought an army green mesh crop top to go deep sea fishing. I thought it was a mesh t-shirt. I didn't see crop top in the description. My partner could not stop laughing when it arrived. He did wear it on the boat and it was horrible.
I mean, like, you're kind of taking your life in your own hands when you buy mesh.
Listen, it looks good, I bet. Text from the 416 here, too. I bought a children's wagon on Kijiji to use at the beach. It was in great condition, but there was a bite mark in it. I hope the child is okay, LOL.
A bite mark?
Text from the 647 here. I bought a fire pit off the internet. It's great, but every time I use it, it kind of still smells like meat for some reason.
So, yeah.
I mean, you kind of get what you're paying for. Listen, the barbecue suitcase that I bought up on Kiel from strangers.
Yeah.
6 years ago is still in my house. So it's, I mean, was it an investment, TJ? Yes.
I have such a hard time selling things on Facebook Marketplace because there's the one part of the process I hate is when they come to pick it up and the really, really awkward small talk you have to make with somebody knowing that they're going to leave your life in about 2 minutes and you're never going to see them again. Mm-hmm. The worst. That's... Like, I sold a bed frame there and we had to talk about the bed frame for 2 minutes. Yeah. That bed frame, a lot of memories in that bed frame.
That is your personal hell. I can't imagine you wanting to have a small talk with anybody, especially strangers from the internet.
No time for that. Triple nine, double nine, keep them coming.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
The TTC is planning to freeze fares and restore service to pre-pandemic levels in 2022.
Rockin'!
Yeah, rockin'! They're going to start calling it the RTTC for the rockin' TTC. All right. They say right now ridership is believed to be around just below half of what it was pre-pandemic. But the budget is based on ridership improving gradually throughout the year and eventually reaching 81% of pre-pandemic levels in late 2022. That's what they're hoping. Even if you ride it, though, you're still going to be freezing cold because they announced yesterday they're going to go around with the windows open to help the circulation. So good luck with that.
It's really cold in there.
Hey, did you see this TikTok that some McDonald's in China have been using exercise bikes? So they have like little individual seats set up and there's a little seat and you can pedal with your feet.
Yeah.
You know I'm saying? It's like, you know those times when you have your favorite fast food and the entire time you're eating it, you're like, oh, I gotta work out.
I'll pay for this later.
Yeah, exactly.
No, like, look, when I'm at McDonald's eating McDonald's, I want to feel like I'm at McDonald's eating McDonald's. I don't want to have a stationary bike beneath me. I just want to eat and not feel shame.
Happy first day of winter!
Yay!
Also means it's the coldest and darkest day of the year.
But just for today. You see, we will have not a lot of light today, but then after today, it's only going to get lighter, longer. So spring is coming.
It's sure. In a way, forever the optimist, Jackson. That's why I love you.
Spring's coming.
Shannon Burns is in next. Woo! Have a fantastic day. Ciao.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.